Good morning, friends. Today I would like to share with you a story about my connection with Siddha Rameshwar Maharaj. Some of you might recall that I had mentioned in one of the earlier podcasts that I would like to share some of his quotations and sentences that impacted me deeply. So here's why I feel so strongly connected with him. He was my Guru Rameshji's Guru's Guru. He was Nisargadatta Maharaj's Guru. Now, in the early days of satsang with Rameshji, we used to, as usual, go down to the chai shop after the talks, and it was on one of these occasions that a friend of mine suggested that we go to Siddha Rameshwar Maharaj's Samadhi. Now, Nisargadatta Maharaj did not have a Samadhi, and so I thought that this would be quite good to make this trip to pay respects to this lineage, so to speak, the lineage of masters with whom now I was connected. And my friend mentioned that it's only 10-15 minutes away by taxi. So we hopped into a taxi and went. Now, as we reached the place, something quite peculiar started happening. I felt fear arising within me, and it didn't make sense. I wondered what this fear was, why was it there? And then as the taxi approached the spot, things fell into place. You see, this was where I had come as a 14-year-old boy. It was the cremation grounds, and this took me by surprise. Why is my friend bringing me here? I had been here as a 14-year-old boy for my father's cremation. So I could not add things up. What was the connection between that and this trip to Siddha Rameshwar Maharaj's Samadhi? Anyway, we got off the taxi, entered the cremation grounds, and my friend pointed to a ledge on the left and he said, "Let's sit there and remove our shoes." So that's what we did. And it then struck me that was the very same ledge I was sitting on with my siblings watching the funeral pyre of our father burning. Perhaps the most traumatic event of our lives. The very same ledge. Now my friend was wondering why I was looking afar in a direction not where I was supposed to look. And he said, "Gautam, please look straight ahead of you because Siddha Rameshwar Maharaj's Samadhi is just 10 feet away." And lo and behold, right in front of me was this white slab that was Siddha Rameshwar Maharaj's Samadhi. And I was shocked. I was completely taken aback that I was at this spot. And then the chips fell into place. I felt it was the hand of destiny. Now I was sure that I was meant to be at Rameshji's feet. Even if there was a doubt earlier, now there were no doubts left. And I had this intuitive understanding then that this lineage, this parampara, was watching over me in a sense. After all, even when I was 14, Siddha Rameshwar Maharaj's Samadhi was at that very spot. He had passed away in the 1930s. And this was 1984 when I lost my father. And now we were in the year perhaps 2001 or so. 2002, I'm not sure. So I saw that this lineage, this teaching was my guide. And I had this intuitive understanding that destiny, the hand of destiny, had laid out all the cards. What's more, I also felt at that moment that just like me, everyone's journey was preordained. And especially those who are on a spiritual journey connected with a certain master or lineage, I could see that even all that had to be preordained. There was no personal will or choice in the matter. This for me was a real solid rock of understanding that I arrived at. We are meant to be exactly where we have been placed. That was the conclusion that I reached. Curiously, Nisargadatta Maharaj was also cremated at the Banganga cremation grounds. And for teaching that said, you are not the body, that was, of course, Nisargadatta Maharaj's teaching. And Siddharameshwar echoed the same as well, and so did Rameshji in a different way. It was so appropriate that this samadhi was at the cremation grounds that I had a quiet laugh to myself. And so, therefore, I feel connected with Siddharameshwar Maharaj. I picked up his books, started reading them, and underlined what really impacted me. The language is different, the flavor is different, but the essence is the same. So I do hope you enjoy this journey down the river of life with me, where we share some spiritual insights, some quotations, some sentences of this very sacred lineage. In fact, I recall one of the first sentences I had underlined, I don't even remember which book was, where Siddharameshwar Maharaj says, "We are all babbling in illusion." I was so impacted by that line that I just closed the book, put it down, and had a hearty laugh. And I realized that so much of our talking is irrelevant, unnecessary, unwarranted, just happening automatically on hardwired conditioning, babbling away on all things transient, temporary, illusory that come and go. How fleeting it all was. How important things seem to us, but then 2 years later they lose that importance. And so, sometimes I wonder, in any case, I never spoke much, I was a quiet child, but even whatever one thinks, the babbling is, of course, in one's mind also. Or perhaps I would not say also, but it starts there and then comes out as words. Every time this thought arises, is one just babbling away. It's quite incredible. And so I hope as we go along and explore this great master's sayings, you will enjoy the journey as much as me. A journey that, as Rameshji says, a journey that can only help one go with the flow like H2O. Thank you.